855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about what you want. And this is a note to the board op. I just clicked on the screen here. It updated, and I've got four calls, that I didn't see this whole time. So to the callers that have been on hold for up to 28 minutes here, my apologies. And to the board op, something weird happened here. Anyway, let's go to, this is Mark.
Nemi.
And Allie.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Let's go straight to the phones with Anthony in New Mexico. Anthony, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Thanks, Mark.
Excellent.
Love the show so far. I'm loving the gorgeous beauties in the studio.
That's
thank
right.
You.
The cam has benefits this evening at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yes, I'm watching. But anyway, I was just wondering if you guys knew about the Occupy the Fed movement that has just begun.
Yes, I've heard that apparently it is to some extent, a response to some folks in the Occupy Wall Street movement that may be a bit more, socialist than others. I don't know. I mean, I hate to lump everybody in, but last night on the show, we certainly talked about some of the more socialist wing of the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Oh, you're exactly right. Basically, this is a libertarian response to a socialist trend that's happening there, but there are libertarians in the crowd. You may have seen them on YouTube.
Sure.
There's a man ranting about the Federal Reserve in the middle of the mix at Occupy Wall Street the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Do have a huge thing happening, though, in Dallas. If you live near Texas, go to the Federal Reserve Friday, October 7th, 6 p.m., it's 2200 North Street, Pearl Street, I'm sorry, in Texas. And I know you...
Is it the same time around the nation? I mean, is everybody going at the same time? Because there's Federal Reserves all over the United States, not just Dallas. And is it all going on at the same time? Because I don't know anything about Occupy the Fed other than, I've heard the word today. Are the words today strung together? Is there some kind of website where people can go and find out more?
I know you and Ian have in the past disagreed with Alex Jones, but he is sort of the man behind this movement. The Dallas Federal Reserve
doesn't sound like a bad idea to me. I tend to I've heard that he's calling the Occupy Wall Street folks plants by the New World Order. Now I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time going through his show. I've just heard this through the grapevines and the sort of Liberty News areas. And if he's doing that, I don't think that all these people are plants by the New World Order. Maybe, it's possible there's some agents provocateur, but I suspect these are just people that are fed up and have been taught all along that socialism is the answer, and that's what they think is the answer is.
No, Mark. Everyone that disagrees with me is part of the New World Order. That's
right.
What I determined.
You. Allie knows.
You guys let me talk for just one second. Look, Alex Jones is right about a certain portion of the group being funded by sort of George Soros and sort of these Tide Foundation types that come in. But it's not all them, okay? There's Ron Paul types there.
There are. Now, wait a second, Anthony, though. I mean, the way that this is a convoluted way to say things. People will say that Free Talk Live is funded by the Koch brothers because...
I don't think that.
Well, you don't think that because you agree with many of the things we say, Anthony. However, people that disagree will dismiss the things that we say by trying to find somebody that we're funded by that they disagree with, that they can vilify. And this is the same kind of thing that's being done, it sounds like, is being done here. We have an advertiser or two that have received Koch money in the past, and so therefore people can draw lines and they can say, oh, well, Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, who is a founding is a funder of the Free Talk Live, was given some money by the Koch Foundation, so therefore Free Talk Live is a part of the Kochtopus. And they dismiss what we say by saying, oh, well, they're funded by Koch.
Right. Well, no. I mean, even Alex will defend the Koch brothers in saying that it's sort of a minuscule pimple on the old globalist agenda. I mean, there's no huge conspiracy with the Koch brothers, I don't think. But
plus, I don't think the Koch brothers would support Free Talk Live necessarily, because I think that they like they'll put up with you know some libertarian stuff, but then at some point they won't support. I think there's a little bit of censorship that might go on.
I wouldn't be able to say whether we're too radical for them or not, but we're not a not-for-profit, so they're not going to donate, give us any money because you know they don't get anything back from it.
But anyway, going back to my initial call, I mean, we're doing an Occupy the Fed just to show the sort of socialists in the crowd where to actually look. Where is the tyranny coming from? It's from the printing of money, the out-of-control inflation, and if you really want to go to the source of the problem, you'll occupy the Federal Reserve.
I've got nothing. I've got no problem with giving the Fed a little love here in this whole Occupy paradigm that's going around. I think that the Occupy Wall Street folks have some really good ideas that they're seeing a lot of problems out there that maybe folks on the right aren't necessarily addressing. At the same time, I think that some of the solutions that I've heard coming out of there is a bunch of crap and will result in something far worse than what has even happened from Wall Street. But, I've got to say that I think that vilifying people by saying that the money's coming from George Soros or wherever is just a way of not addressing it. It takes away from the point of addressing what they have to say. And it misdirects.
I understand where you're coming from, but you have to understand, too, that George Soros does fund some of the color revolution happening in Egypt, happening in the Middle Eastern countries. It's not just a pure revolution. There's money behind it.
Anthony, I would fund some of these things if I had the chance. If I had the money and the opportunity, I would fund some of those things because I think that the status quo as it is really, really stinks. Yes, some of these things are going to result in governments that aren't that great for the United States. But frankly, the United States has made its bed by sleeping with dictators up to this point.
My education was funded by a Monopoly gang. Does that make me everything I say is null and void because I was educated by public schools?
George Soros is funding certain things in the Middle East to bring about a controlled opposition to basically, the revolution was coming anyway. They're just sort of funding it to make sure that the message is sort of strayed in the right direction.
It doesn't look like the revolution went anywhere in Egypt.
Right.
All it did was go into the hands of the military. I mean, whatever somebody might claim about the Muslim Brotherhood getting in control of Egypt is clearly mistaken.
Oh, no, Sean Hannity's wrong. I mean, come on.
Come on what? The military was the right place for George Soros wanted the revolution to play into the hands of the military in Egypt, and that's why the revolutionaries are coming back? I don't think this is so easy as let's follow the money. That's what I'm saying. I think that there is a genuine populist uprising sweeping the globe. These people all have the answers? Heck no, they don't have the answers, but they do know what a lot of the problems are, and that's what I see happening.
No, I agree. It's all about rising food prices. It's all about no jobs. I mean, it really is about the central bank sort of creating money out of thin air, and then there's nothing left.
Very good. Thank you for the call, Anthony. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dustin in Nebraska. Dustin?
I heard you don't like borders.
What can I tell you? Somebody drew a line.
Borders went out of business, so we don't have to worry about them.
That's
anymore.
Right. Borders is out of business.
Do what?
Borders is out of business.
It's a bookstore.
No, like national borders.
Okay. So
Dustin,
go on with your point, please.
Do you like borders?
So here's my point, is that borders are a good thing in some cases because consider the global... like globalization type economy. We had a economic downturn in America and it spread all over the world. And there are uncivilized people in Mexico.
Oh, that should be good. Dustin, hold the line here at 855-450-3733. You've piqued my interest, I can tell you. 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 4th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,648.30. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,689.43, $844.71 for a half ounce, or $422.36 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,689.43, $844.71, and $422.36.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, 855-450-3733. The power grid is unreliable and getting less reliable every day. Solar flares have already caused problems, and next year, according to NASA and NOAA, the sun will cause major outages for days on end, maybe weeks. Jeez. Sound Wisdom SG1 solar powered generating system can give you the basics in an emergency or be expanded to handle your whole house. it'll take a 25 cubic foot freezer, and that's the really big kind, completely off the grid. Add a few solar panels and batteries, and it'll handle your cooking, heating, and water. This is the only system that you can start small and expand up at your own pace, even adding solar panels and batteries that you get from other companies. It can accept the power from a windmill, a water wheel, a DC welder, a gas generator, a bicycle generator, anything that produces DC power that can charge a 12-volt battery. The SG1 will take it, store it, and give it back to you as clean household current. You can see it at freetalklivesolar.com. Even on a Sunday night, experts are standing by to answer all your questions. Call for free education. All you have to do is go to freetalklivesolar.com. They've got a number there for you, and you can find out more about it. It is a great system. It's freetalklivesolar.com. Let's go back to Dustin in Nebraska. Dustin.
Yeah, I guess I can reiterate my 2 points. And you guys talk about how you don't like national borders, and I kind of agree with that, but in the globalization type economy that we've got in this world, I was going to say we had a financial bubble collapse that affected the entire world.
Yes, the United States gets a cold.
The entire Western world.
The claim is the United States gets a cold and the rest of the world catches pneumonia, right?
Right. So this would not be so possible if we were, you know, we had more strengthened borders and national security along the financial lines and stuff like this.
So what do you mean as far as high tariffs and stuff in order to keep other products out and that kind of thing?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it would be more regulation with foreign entities and foreign governments.
How did the unregulation, the lack of regulation with foreign entities and foreign governments cause the financial collapse that occurred in the United States, I guess, starting in the end of 2005?
I don't know exactly
what
caused it, but I'll tell you.
I'd say the housing bubble started it.
I don't think, like, for instance, the Fed would have been able to give foreign banks billions or trillions or whatever if we had tougher government regulations on such things.
You know, a lot of the banks that are here in this country are RBC stands for Royal Bank of Canada. I mean, a lot of them are Canadian banks because they have less regulation up there or something like that that caused them to want to do business in the United States. There are several banks that started in Canada and have moved downward. Does that bother you?
No, open your business here if you want, but play by our rules.
But their rules stunk.
So you think that securing borders would have prevented a financial collapse?
I don't know if it would have prevented it, but I'll tell you, in the late 1800s, financial disruptions in America had nothing to do with England's economy.
I think that was because in the 1800s, England was the largest empire in the world, and the United States was barely a blip on the financial radar.
Okay, so, flip it around. How about England's stock market crash or anything like that? I don't know.
The world wasn't as small of a place. They didn't have the commerce didn't happen as quickly. We didn't have the interwebs where people could communicate across the globe at a moment's notice, and everybody had cell phones in their pockets. I mean, the fact is that you can do business far more easily now as a manufacturer. You can have your product manufactured, the pieces manufactured in China, moved to Mexico, assembled, moved to the United States, painted and whatever, and then put on the floor all across the world. And this can be done now, whereas that would have been much more difficult even a few decades ago.
All right. So I guess my second point for the case for a border or a strong border is that we have a very different culture and system of government here in America than they do in Mexico.
Can you describe our culture here in America? Because I think your culture in Nebraska might be different than my culture here in New Hampshire. Maybe the culture in, say, Chinatown in New York might be different than the culture in Little Italy. These kind of things.
Okay, granted, there's a lot of variation nationwide. But
tell me what our culture is, because I don't know what it is.
It's kind of a nebulous thing.
Yeah.
That you can't really describe because obviously it's all over the place. It's like people's different accents. Like, how do you describe the American accent when people from Alabama sound different than people from New York?
Well, I'm going to wager a guess and say you're saying that our culture is just not Mexico, period.
Right. So, well, my point is that if we let all these, Mexicans come into America, they just come over here and vote our gun rights away. So why can't we have strong security? Like, why couldn't we just have it, instead of a fence, how about a moat?
Do you really think that you're going to create something along the border that's going to stop people from coming? But let me ask you a question, Dustin. Do you know which country the second largest amount of people are here illegally from?
I don't know. Singapore?
China. But, you know, it might as well be Singapore. Now, you know what's between China and the United States?
Wait a second. China?
China. There's a lot of people that live in China. So, I mean, you know, the population of China is significantly larger than, say, Guatemala.
Right, but I'd be interested. The last time I looked at stats, it...
Go ahead and pull it up. I'm talking to Dustin.
If I'm wrong, you go right ahead.
But, maybe it's the third or fourth.
Okay.
But, what the point I'm trying to make here is there are a lot of people here illegally in this country, Dustin, from China, and they got across something a heck of a lot bigger than whatever moat. I mean, you couldn't dig up the whole country of Mexico, fill it full of water, and make a moat as big as the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, so maybe that's just an argument for stronger port controls.
Maybe we should let people who want to work hard and make a better life for themselves, as the Statue of Liberty has said all along, maybe our problem is giving away a bunch of free crap to a bunch of freeloaders, and our problem isn't making a place where people who work hard and provide for their families and build a better life for themselves and consequently everybody around them.
Okay, that sounds really nice, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You're proposing to dig up Mexico.
You think it's
doable to dig a giant moat between here and Mexico, and God knows put border ninjas on there that would protect it or something like that, PT boats with machine guns, God knows what you want, in order to keep the Mexicans from getting across and maybe getting some free schooling in the public schools or something. Whatever it takes, you think that's doable, but you don't think it's doable to do away with the welfare system here in the United States turn it over to private hands that can handle it so much better.
No, it's definitely, the welfare system is too entrenched. I think a moat would be easy, and you could train some Mako sharks with some freaking laser beams on their head.
That's what we need.
I think you just like moats, honestly. That's what it sounds like to me.
He's a shark troll.
They have Legos, man.
855-450-3733. It took him a while to get the sharks with laser beams on their heads
I've learned something,
but it's awesome.
Today, Mark. Thanks for telling me to go look.
Mark Edge, super genius.
China, number two.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. .com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready to go wilderness, 72 hour and compact survival kits, plus freeze dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. 855-450-3733. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you've heard us talk about bitcoins. But maybe you didn't know how to go about getting them. There's an easy way. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the United States, including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved, or even necessarily knowing about it, because it's anonymous. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you can do it over the Internet. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. If you need to find out more about bitcoins before you go and how they work, it's weusecoins.org. Let's go. Oh, before we go anywhere, Nimi, you've done a little research here and found out that apparently my information may be a little dated.
Flex my Google Foo here, and we have a Wikipedia article. I think it's not that your information is dated, Mark. It's that the data that you're going with does not differentiate between illegal and legal immigration
okay.
to the United States. And China, this is why I was so surprised when you said number two. I was thinking in terms of illegal immigration.
Yes, well, that's what I was thinking of, too.
And in according to Wikipedia, as we all know, is the most factual source out there here.
It certainly
reliable.
Is easy to use.
It is very good here. So 2, 4, 6, 8. China is 10th on the present-day countries of origin, according to our
of illegal immigrants.
Illegal immigrants.
But it's number two among immigrants.
Yes.
Okay. So, but on that list of 10, if you were to include everybody who's from, say, Asia, would they, it looks like they come larger than El Salvador, which is at number two.
Number
is that correct?
Number two. It would be, yes.
So it still sort of holds my point that the Pacific Ocean is an ineffective moat, ineffective deterrent in keeping people from crossing the border.
I would like to see my tax dollars go to sharks with lasers on their heads, though. I've got to say, I think that would be a more effective use of my tax dollars than some of the things I've seen.
People are going to get hurt. Let's go to Derek in Jersey City. Derek.
Hi. Yes, hello.
Hey, Derek, what's going on?
Hey, this is Derek J. I just wanted to give a brief update to the listeners about the Shire activism that's happening at Occupy Wall Street.
So this is Derek Jay, our normal, Wednesday night host, or Tuesday night host, and you were there at the Occupy Wall Street fabulous bonanza. Tell us what's going on.
Well, there are a lot of folks out here with signs. Nothing too unusual that you haven't seen on YouTube, but I
just
wanted
folks?
To let everyone... What's that?
How many folks?
Oh, I would say about, 200 or, in that ballpark. And folks are more in the surrounding area as well, but in the square, there are about 200. There are folks all sleeping in knapsacks, just sleeping on the ground. There are folks who are using their voices throughout the crowd, repeating messages to amplify a single voice instead of using a megaphone or something similar. And we're just sharing the message of liberty with the folks who are looking for solutions.
Excellent.
A lot of the folks there are upset about the regulations that are on Wall Street, and they know that the Fed had a huge part in getting us into this mess, and they're looking for answers. They obviously know that getting together in a large group of people in a common place makes a difference, and so we've been promoting the Free State Project to those
people. Excellent.
Have they been receptive?
Yes. So many people are very receptive to the message. I'm always excited that the folks hadn't yet heard about the Free State Project, and their eyes light up. You mean there's another Occupy New Hampshire as well as Occupy Wall Street, and it's been going on for years? Like, yeah, people want to become a part of it, and through this networking, I think that we'll have a lot of new movers.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks for going down there and getting that done. And other folks can do this in their communities where they're Occupy whatever. This might be a great outreach opportunity. And thanks for the call, Derek. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, my pleasure. Just wanted to give you a brief update and let you know what's going on in Wall Street.
Thanks. Keep us updated. Appreciate it.
Nice job.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Will in Alabama, it would appear. Will?
Hey, how's it going?
Howdy.
Hey, I was going to talk about earlier when you were talking about the woman, the homeless woman who was being arrested for putting her child in a public school.
Yes.
And by the way, I'm actually a friend of Allie, so hi, Allie.
Hi, Will. Hi.
It's a big
I recognize your voice now. Great.
It's a big yeehaw from Alabama. Here we go.
Yep. But what I found interesting about that is I was homeschooled, and I see some similarities there with, Alabama is pretty good for homeschooling, but really in just about any state, and other states are worse, but the amount of proof that you have to give that you're actually doing things is pretty ridiculous.
It can be prohibitive.
And I just find it interesting that if someone who was homeschooled, we would have to send in, sometimes down to the level of lesson plans.
Oh, my.
To prove that you're actually educating your child. But then, on the other hand, she's having to prove that her child is allowed to go to that school. I just think that's an interesting dichotomy of me having to prove, that I'm doing something. Whereas if I decided not to be homeschooled and go to a public school, I would then have to prove something to do that.
You really bring up an excellent point here that probably that doesn't get articulated in the best way, Will, is that it brings about that same old question of who is watching the watchers. The government believes itself to be the final arbiter of what education someone should be getting. So a homeschool student who, by and large, get far better education.
Will is much smarter than the typical student at Auburn High.
Right. They get far better educations than people who are going to public schools. The home school student has to prove to the educational organization that they're doing what they're doing. But where's the Department of Education? Who's watching the Department of Education? And the answer is whoever's watching them is doing a terrible job because the level of education has been decreasing over time. And they, according to their own numbers, 20% of people are graduating functionally illiterate. So, whoever's watching them is apparently not watching very well. And the answer is nobody's watching them. They're the watchers.
Yeah.
And nobody watches the watchers.
Yeah, exactly. And what you're saying about how, you know, 20-something percent or whatever, you know, graduating and being illiterate.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard a radio show during which you've talked about it, but I'm sure you're very opinionated on the whole No Child Left Behind thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm very opinionated on it. What it seems to me is that teachers are passionate. If teachers are passionate people do good jobs. And if a teacher, I would assume a teacher gets into their business because they're passionate. Some of them probably want to make $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 a year and have summers off. But I'm going to go ahead and say that I think that the majority of them get into it because they're passionate about educating kids. And but when you give them this lesson plan and they can't deviate from that lesson plan, then they're not going to be as good at it. The teachers that I considered to be the best teachers that I had in school did not stick to the lesson plan. They'd do all kinds of unusual things. We'd act stuff out. We'd have, mock-ups of, the Declaration of Independence where we, voted on things and came up with our own constitution. And I guess I should have said constitution. We made up our own constitution and just a whole bunch of, we'd dress up in costumes, just a whole bunch of different things. And these things, I can remember having done this stuff. I can't remember what a sine, cosine, or tangent is for the life of me, because we read that stuff out of the book. And actually, the one thing in that trigonometry class that I do remember is the teacher taught us a song, which doesn't stick to the lesson plan. And it goes, sine, cosine, and tangent, op over hype, adj over hype, op over adj. And it actually, I can tell you that it's adjacent versus the opposite. And that's how you come up with these angle measurements or whatever. And I only know that because it was a song. It's 20 years ago. Free yeah. Talk Live. Will, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733.
All around the world, people are achieving success and making their dreams come true. You can be one of them. Whether it's wealth, happiness, business, or relationships, the only thing keeping you from achieving your goals is the desire to be successful and the know-how to achieve it. At AllSuccessClub.com, you'll find the information you need to succeed from those who've already achieved it. Set your life on the path to success now at AllSuccessClub.com. As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Toll free call in line, 855-450-3733. Might be able to slip you in just possibly if you make that call. Check out shop.freetalklive.com. It is a way for you to do the shopping you do online normally, whether it's through Amazon or I think we've got over there Newegg. And if when you do this shopping, you'll get the same great service and the same great prices, everything that you normally get. You'll just a little bit of your shopping dollar will go to Free Talk Live. It's a way to do what you normally do and benefit Free Talk Live in the process. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to, oh, by the way, it's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Allie.
Let's go to Brandon in West Virginia. Brandon?
Hey, how you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I was just listening to your last segment about the the difference between public education and homeschool. It just made me think of one of the many faults in the public school system that I saw going through high school many years ago. It was the amount of special needs kids that were just pushed through the system, handed a high school diploma, and then just thrown out into the world. I don't know if it was a fault with the teachers not wanting to do the work, the administrators doing it on them. But it's really sad that these bright, smart people that just need a little bit of help get thrown out in the world, thrown into college. College professors don't care. They make their money one way or another. And it's one of the many faults of the public education system anymore. These people, they're not getting the help that they need. I don't know if that's common in the rest of the country or just where I grew up. But
whose responsibility is it to help special needs children?
I believe it's part of the public education system. We're no child left behind. Don't leave anybody behind. If somebody needs a little help, what's the harm in taking the extra time that they need?
Well, I guess the question I would ask is, and we did spend some time on special needs children earlier in the hour. If you want to get that archive, you can go to freetalklive.com. It'll be available probably about 11 p.m. this evening. If anybody calls in and they want to hear their voice or whatever, you can always get the archive at archive.freetalklive.com. But the question I would have as far as this goes is, who's best suited for teaching special needs kids? And I would contend that, that in fact, private schools would be the best at teaching people this the teaching special needs kids what they need to know. I would absolutely agree with you, Brandon, that the public school system doesn't provide special needs children with what they need. But the question you have to ask when public schools are spending $14,000 per student and private schools can educate for half of that, where is the money best spent for educating kids?
I think you make a couple of good points, and what I was thinking about over the break was who is qualified to teach. Perhaps it's that we have a lower caliber of teacher in today's public schools, quote unquote, who were, you know, it's the quality of teachers is going downhill, where we have a 20% illiteracy rate. Maybe it's because our teachers aren't that great.
Or maybe they're hamstrung by the No Child Left Behind rules that make them, make it so that they can't teach the way that they would teach passionately, and it affects their productivity.
It's also impossible to fire them. If I can't get fired, then I'm not going to try very hard.
Right. That's an excellent point.
Not impossible.
I think Allie asked an important question here that I would ask you is, if we know the public schools are funded by tax dollars, and I guess that means the suggestion is that I, as a taxpayer, have the obligation to educate, supposedly have the obligation to educate other people's kids. But my kids homeschooled, and so every dollar that they take from me to educate their kids, they're taking from my son, whom dollars that I might spend on my son to educate him. Do you think that's fair?
Probably not. I mean, I don't know a lot about the homeschool system. I mean, is that something that you have to pay for?
Well, I mean, I buy things in order to teach him, but I have different parents teach differently as far as homeschool goes, but they all have to buy their own curricula. You can't go down to the local town hall and get free homeschool curricula that I know of.
That's something I plan on looking forward to. My kids are only 1 year old, but, I mean, I've seen the failures of the public school system. I mean, the elementary school, you know, three blocks from my house, of 40 kids with one teacher in the kindergarten classroom.
Wow.
You're 45-year-old.
Gosh. Can you imagine?
I think that's what I envision as my own personal hell.
Yeah, that was the word that came up for me as I was thinking about it. If there was a room in hell that was made for me, it would have 45-year-olds in it. My goodness. That would. How could anybody handle that? Brandon, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I said I have two kids at home that are the same age, and that's crazy enough.
You've got one-year-old twins?
Yes.
Does your wife sleep?
No, neither of us sleep. I'm a stay-at-home dad most of the time. She brings home the bacon.
Wow. Sorry, I didn't
Bless
mean to,
your heart.
To make any sexist comments there. I just it's usually the mom that has to get up with the kids, and my goodness, that has got to be a tough thing to deal with. I can't imagine you have time to call a radio show. Get back to work, Brandon. Good Lord. 2 1-year-olds. Your heart can only go out to a parent that's dealing with 2 1-year-olds. God bless them. So, real quick here, I've got an article that I think is worth bringing out. We've been talking about this Occupy Wall Street thing, and an ominous warning has been issued forth from Anonymous, I guess. It's hard to know who Anonymous is, because Anonymous really isn't anybody. It's just a term, the sort of amorphous term that some people use for themselves, and there are factions within LulzSec and what's the other one? There's LulzSec and I can't remember. Another one that uses the word sec. Anyway, the claim is, on October the 10th, the New York Stock Exchange shall be erased from the Internet.
Dun, dun, dun.
When Anonymous says the New York Stock Exchange will be erased from the Internet on October 10th,
I believe him.
I'm going to take
happen.
A good look.
It could happen.
I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
That time when they went after all these credit cards, it was the strangest thing because I was listening to you guys talk about in Free Talk Live, and then I was at work. No one's credit cards were working that day. It was just it was effective. They do a lot of what they say they're going to do.
We will not stand by and watch the system take over our way of life. We the people shall stand against the government's inaction. We the people will not be witnesses to your corruption and ill-gotten profits. We will not labor for your leisure. We will not assist you in any way. This is why we choose to declare our war against the New York Stock Exchange. We can no longer stay silent as the population is being exploited and forced to make sacrifices in the name of profit. We will show the world that we are true to our word. On October 10th, NYSE shall be erased from the internet. On October 10th, expect the day that will never, ever be forgotten. And, you know, the... apparently, some of this Occupy Wall Street stuff has turned very sort of socialist in nature, but I like the verbiage that Anonymous tends to use, and I do think that many of these, especially the banks, bankers and stuff like that, have gotten all kinds of ill-gotten profits. They got the bailout. We, the American people, bailed them out. Why are middle-class people bailing out rich people who made mistakes? And what kind of lessons will they learn from these bailouts? I say none. You know, this whole 99% escaping, you know, allowing the 1% to escape justice unharmed for their crimes against the people. I think, in fact, many of the 99% use the system to, you know, to commit crimes against other people within the 99% and to try to hold people accountable for crimes and all this other stuff. I don't think really works. I think what we need to do is forgive and then cease to use violence to get what we want from people.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, it's that's this idea of punishment and things like that. That's it's not going to cause anything. So I'm interested to see what Anonymous does. There are plenty of businesses that have been functioning on the New York Stock Exchange that have not aggressed against Anonymous, but I don't think taking a couple of hours or day off of being exchange is going to particularly harm anyone, except maybe the Wall Street traders, whom for whatever reason some folks in Anonymous believe are at the heart of this.
Well, it'll keep some feds employed too. You know, chasing down the baddies.
Yeah, they've got to have the what's the crash squad or whatever they call the SEC that tries to make sure that the stock market doesn't crash into obliteration again. You know, I mean, I don't know if I support it, but I think it's very, very interesting, and I have a difficult time shaking my finger at these guys, I can tell you that much. And I'm sure there's gals, too. I should guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a second sexist comment you've made.
That's
it. Hey, I got to put my apron on and make some dinner.
That's right. Do I have to go make cookies now?
Yes. Absolutely. I'll
get their bacon. Take my shoes off. 855. What am I giving the number out? Free Talk Live. It's been Mark with you.
Nummy.
And Allie.
Thanks for listening.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetail high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.